just run into, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into, and they are saved. So blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High. Blessed be his name forevermore. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Well, it's Saturday night. We had a great time here Wednesday night. How many of you enjoyed Brother Wes Willis on Wednesday night? Wasn't the word of the Lord good? We certainly appreciate our brother and what the Lord just, how the Lord used him to bless our hearts. And I believe Brother Wes kind of got a blessing himself. I really do. Well, we're here tonight to do it all over again. The Lord's here. You're here. We're going to have church tonight. Brother Lance is going to be speaking for us. And I told Brother Lance just a minute ago, I said, Brother Lance, just give you a rose while you can smell it. You have never come out here to preach, but what we were blessed. He blesses our heart. And I, we can say the same thing for every minister that preaches here. It's something new from them. They have no agenda of their own. They're just an outreach of this ministry. Aren't you glad you're part of it? Aren't you glad you're part of it? Somebody say praise the Lord. Why don't you just give the Lord a nice hand clap of praise tonight? Amen. Amen. We're gonna pray over our prayer requests tonight. We don't have just a few. If you don't care to just stand with me for just a few minutes, we'll look at these prayer requests. We want to pray for Bobby Jo Green. She has cancer. She is in the Johnson City Medical Center. She is the mother of one of my co-workers, Brother Jerry Glenn sends that in, so we certainly want to remember that need tonight as we pray. Also, here's a prayer request for a Shelby Mize. Is having health problems, really needs our prayers. They're asking that we would remember that prayer request tonight. Also, Brother Randy Scott has a prayer request he'd like for this group to pray about. And we certainly want to remember Sister Christine Baker in prayer tonight. The Lord would touch her. All those that are traveling, we've got just a host of people that's traveling this weekend. Let's just pray that God would bless them wherever they are and whatever they're doing. May God give them safety as they travel. But you're here tonight. Do you have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about? Do you believe we're serving the God that can answer prayer? Are you glad you're serving the Lord tonight? Let's sing that little chorus one more time. Holy is the name of the Lord. Do you believe that with all your heart tonight? Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord, the Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord, the Most High. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High. Praise the Lord. Brother Brent, would you come tonight? Pray over these prayer requests. Let's invite the presence of our Lord into this service tonight. Let's pray with our brother as he leads us to the Lord. God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to be gathered here once again, Lord. I just know that throughout the whole week, Lord, we go through our jobs and we go through our day-to-day lives. But when we're gathered here together, Lord, around your word, I truly is something that I anticipate and something I look forward to throughout the whole week. I just thank you, Lord, for the privilege that it is to be able to be called here and be able to know the bride of Christ and be able to be the bride of Christ here. And Father, we just thank you for this service that you're blessing with us tonight. We ask that you just be with my brother, Lord, and that you just bless his heart, Lord. May you just help him get himself out of the way and just help him bring that word to us, Lord. Give us something of eternal value, Lord, that we'd be able to just use to fight that enemy and just be able to be closer to you, Lord. And Father, we ask that you just bless us as well, Lord. May you just help us pull on the gift and just be able to pour our heart into this service, Lord. And help us just receive what the gift that you've given. Father, may you just bless us. These prayer requests I hold in my hand, Lord, and all the unspoken requests, Lord. You're very aware of each and every one of them, Lord. And pray that your will just goes through them, Lord. May you just be with them and may you just have your mighty hand with them. Father, I ask that you just bless each one in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brent. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we're glad to have you. All those that are streaming the service tonight, pray it'll be a great blessing to them. Lenny and Lois is back home for a few days, so glad to have them in the service with us tonight. Just good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. It certainly is. There's a song that we've sung quite a bit around here, and it's probably sung in a lot of churches. But it says, I'm one of them. Now, one of them could be a lot of things. But I'm glad that the Bible has got my name in it, Brother Terry. Because he said, behold, I'll send unto you. You, me. I'll send unto you Elijah the prophet. I'm glad that I'm still a believer tonight. How about you? You know, we could be on a lot of lists tonight. Defectors, quitters, backsliders. But I'm glad to be a believer. Are you glad to be a believer? Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise if you love him tonight. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart, oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Baptized in Jesus' name and are telling now both far and wide his power is yet the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. In that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Well, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I can say I'm one of them. seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing, that will keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart, all glory to His name. I'm so glad. Aren't you glad you are? Well, I'm one of them. So glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Yes, I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I can say I'm one of them. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a chorus of an old song tonight, the old gospel ship, Brother Larry. I'm fixing to take a trip on the old gospel ship. Let's sing a little bit of it tonight. Well, I'm gonna take a trip on the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Oh, now I'm gonna take a trip on the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. I have good news to bring. That is why I sing. All my joy with you I'll share. Take a trip on that old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. Well, now I'm gonna take a trip on the old gospel ship. Oh, now I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Sing that chorus again. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip on the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Somebody say praise the Lord. I believe that tonight, don't you? God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated. Brother Joel Brown gets ready to come and give us a song tonight. The Virgin Bride, Brother Joel, if you don't have anything else on your heart tonight, I'd like for you to do that song. We love Brother Joel Brown around here, don't we? Give him a nice hand as he sings tonight.
Yes, that's the one, huh? Praise God. Amen. How does it start? She was a virgin bride to be, and one night as she lay quietly, the Spirit of the Lord overshadowed her and said that you'll conceive a child. that sin cannot defile. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. And she kept these things and pondered them deep within her heart. She that we all have heard, and I can see it being born in you and me, because we'll keep these things and ponder them deep within our.
That sure is right. That is so right. We bow our heads for just a moment. Lord Jesus, thank you for being so mindful of us. Thank you for that song, Lord. I thank you so much for your grace and for your mercy. When I think of what kind of people we are and what we deserve, and then I think of what we have, I just want you to just let me take a second and say thank you. You have given us love and kindness and all that we ever could ask for and more. But Lord, you've given us such revelation in this last day. You've given us such great things when everyone else is starving to death. I just want you to know, I thank you. Lord, thank you for sending us Elijah. Thank you for sending us William Branham, because I believe he told us the truth. And I don't know where I would be without it. Now, dear Lord, you see it's come this time again, and I'm standing here behind this desk. The people are standing out there, and I know I can't do it without you. And I know these people can't receive without you. But here's the thing about it. We're not without you. We've got you, Lord. And I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm so thankful for your anointing. I'm so thankful, Lord Jesus, for all that you do and all that you orchestrate for your people. Tonight, dear God, I anticipate your word. I ask you to speak. I pray, Lord, you would help me get out of the way like only you know how to do. And I pray you would help these people to receive the exact thing that they need from you. Grant it, we pray now, dear God. In Jesus' name, may it all be for your glory, God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want to read two scriptures. Revelations 12:11, and then Acts 2:28. And while you're turning there, I want to read two quotes. I'm going to read a lot of quotes tonight. It's just, you know, as I was going through this, and I started thinking about everyone who turns away from the message, and just the nominal people, and I thought, man, there's no way in the world they can get what I've got right here. They can't have it. Without Brother Branham, without this message, they'll never see this. So they still stumble around. It just breaks my heart for them. I was sitting yesterday. I had a thought that I just knew I was going to preach on. I've been wanting to forever here. I called My Hero. And all week I've been studying on it. And yesterday, this happened. And I was just sitting there just elated. And I was like, and it was, no, there's no way. A denominational person can't put this together. There was one person who could put this together. That was William Branham, the prophet to this age. And I am so thankful for him today. So listen, I want to read you two quotes really quick. They're generally not back to back, generally not in the same service. When God looked down upon the body, the spirit left him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had to die a man. Remember, friends, he didn't have to do that. That was God. God anointed flesh, which was human flesh. He didn't have. He says, if he'd have went up there as God, he'd never had died that kind of death. Because you can't kill God. Amen? Okay, next quote here. I'll give you a sign, said God. Not a sign of a white-collared priesthood, not a sign of wealth and power. There's nothing in a sign that you will want or you think suitable. But it is an everlasting sign. It is the greatest sign of all. Jehovah, standing in the courtyard, bruised and bleeding, and thorns on his brow and spit on his face, mocked and said it not. Jehovah, despised and rejected, hanging naked on the cross. While the hypocrites jeered and dared him to come down off the cross. Listen now. Jehovah dying. Jehovah praying and nothing happening. Listen to this next part. Then Jehovah died. Can we say amen to that one too? Anybody? Amen? They're not saying different things, friends. I've been scared to death of them for years. Until yesterday, I didn't know what to make of it. And I'm a dummy, though. So, guys, it might just be me and the young people. Everybody else probably knows this already, but maybe we'll have us a good time. All right. Revelations 12:11. I want to speak to you tonight on the blood of the Lamb. Because the key to bringing those two quotes together is the blood of the Lamb. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Now, Acts 20:28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Listen. To feed the church of God. So whose church is it? It's God's church. Amen. To feed the church of God. Which he, who? God. Hath purchased with his, who? What are we talking about? God. Still God. With his own blood. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Here, why not? Now listen, y'all bear with me because I'm going to do a lot of reading. Because things like this, I don't want to give a lot of opinion about. Notice now this little cankerworm began to bore himself into the bark. What did he do? He began to take its religion, its covering, its doctrine away from it. Religion is a doctrine, a covering that covers anything. That's the reason that our religion is blood. The blood. Now listen. The life is in the blood. And that covers the word. And the life is in the blood. Listen. The blood is the religion. And the life is in the blood. Which brings the results. Now listen, he's starting to see, you see a little something here that we're talking about more than one thing. You've got the blood and you've got life in the blood.
Amen.
All right. Listen here, the token, the lot in the token. For the animal life could not come back upon a human being. When the blood was shed, the life went out, of course, because it was a unit. And when the life's blood has gone out of it, The life being different from the blood. I lost my place here. Give me just a second. Here we go. Now, the blood is the chemistry of the life. Now, the key is just talking about the physical, actual red stuff that comes out. The blood is the chemistry. That's what you see, the chemical part, the makeup, the actual thing that you can see of what is behind it, which is the life.
Amen.
Now, the blood is the chemistry of the life, but the life is something different from the blood. But the life is in the blood.
Amen.
All right. And the animal life could not come back upon the worshiper. When he shed this blood for the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, he had to apply the chemistry, apply the life. The life was gone and could not come back. So he's talking about these early worshipers. Now, they had to kill a lamb for their sacrifice and for their sins. And when they killed it, just go back to Goshen, when they had to apply it over the doors, what did they do? Once they killed that lamb, that life separates from the blood. And that life was gone. That life could not come back and cover them. So they had to physically dip something in the blood and use it and spread it to let it be known that something had died.
Yes. Amen.
Now, because it could not come back on a human being, because the animal life doesn't have a soul. The animal doesn't know that he's naked.
Yeah.
The animals don't know they're naked.
Hmm.
And that's something. And he just, Listen, he doesn't realize sin. It knows none. So think, friends. So here we are. We need a redeemer. We need someone. We need something who can be one with us. A kinsman redeemer. Someone who... an animal won't work. So what we have to have is a human. Someone like us. Now, when you think about the life of Jesus and the blood of the Lord and the blood of the Lamb and everything, when we get down on our knees, and this is always the way I imagine it. When I do something wrong, I say something wrong, I feel awful and I get down on my knees and say, Lord, I'm so sorry. Please cover me in your blood. Let me tell you something. Until yesterday, I didn't know what I was saying. I'm sure happy I did. But when I've always thought of that, I always imagined in my mind, and I still like to think of it this way, that when you originally get saved, the blood of the Lamb covers your life. Everything you've done and everything you do. And as long as you live in the Word, you read your Bible, you pray, you don't make mistakes, you overcome, you do the best that you can do, and you're being sinless, which for me is about, you know, maybe a 2-3 minute stretch sometimes. But as long as you're doing that you are walking in that blood and you're fine and everything's great and you're walking the life of Jesus Christ. But for the rest of the 24 hours of the day, 23 hours and 56 minutes or whatever it is that you mess up and you need to make right, then I feel like we have, it's like a big, when I'm looking back down through my life, I think it's something like this. The blood of Jesus. And then there's this big gap. There's my life where I'm doing great. Me, I'm walking, I'm loving the Lord, I'm praying. Somebody does something wrong to me, I forgive them and walk on. Whatever it is, just happy as I can be. And then all of a sudden I stumble and fall flat on my face. So there's this big gap there that me and God and everybody's looking at, and I need some help. So there has to be something that can cover that. And there has to be a life behind it. And every animal had a life. So if a lamb could work, this to my mind, so we see, okay, you kill a lamb and say, Lord, cover it. Well, then there's me walking. Then all of a sudden, in that little gap, there's a lamb eating grass. And that don't look right. That's not me. It's obvious. I needed something closer. So when I looked, it looked like me. So what I'm thankful for is a perfect life that the Lord Jesus lived from the moment he was born to the moment he died on the cross. When I get covered in that blood and in that life, in that moment when we look back where there's the biggest mistake, that's where I'm living the greatest, because I'm covered in the life of Jesus Christ in that moment. I'm so thankful for the life of Jesus Christ. So animal life won't work. Because he doesn't realize sin. He knows none. Therefore, it's a living being, but not a living soul. Therefore, that animal life could not come back upon a human life. Because it didn't have a soul in that life. Now, there's a life, a blood. A life, a blood. A life, and a soul in the life. Listen, the soul is the nature of the life. Therefore, there was no certain nature. It was an animal. Therefore, the blood stood for the token that the life had been given. All right, think about it for a moment. The soul is the nature of the life. Just keep some of these things in your mind. If God help me, we might can tie it all together. If not, we might just be strung out to no end and just have to go home scratching our heads. All right, listen here now. The animal life could not come upon a believer because it was an animal. And it only spoke of a conscience, showing there would come a perfect sacrifice. And now how could there be a more perfect sacrifice than God himself becoming an atonement? Now remember, we're having to tie in two different quotes. Where God don't die and Jehovah died. Now, when God was made flesh in his own creative blood, that's the only way that a life could ever come back. Because all of us was born in sex. And therefore the life that was in there is of the world. And the life that will, and that life will not stand. It's the thing that's already judged and condemned. You can't patch it up. We can't patch ourselves up. There's no way to patch it. There's no way to smooth it out. There's no way to make it get better. It's got to die. And that's the only requirement that it is. It's got to die. And the only substitute, a life of Jesus Christ. Amen. That life that was in that blood, that life has to be here. It has to come to you, which is the Holy Ghost, God's token, and that you have accepted the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Now listen, I know it's going to take me a minute. Y'all just bear with me. Listen here. He says, we're saved by the blood of God. We're saved by the blood of God. Now remember, the Lord Jesus died on the cross, a man, not just a man, a sinner. Died a sinner, God can't die. But I'm telling you, friends, there's a balance to this. Listen, we're saved by the blood of God. Listen, he says, we're the blood of our Father. Jesus was the blood of His Father, which was the holy, unadulterated blood, not by sexual desire, but by the Holy Ghost. He was born, conceived in the womb of Mary, and was born, I believe it, with all my heart. Buddy, when you started singing that song, I lost it back there. I didn't think I was going to be able to walk out here from crying. Listen, and when God was going to take the life of the whole world and destroy it, and all the sinners and condemned to die, Christ died for us all. And God could not cross over Christ being His own Son. And then Jesus gave freely that He might pay the way. Then, He says, Moses couldn't have done that. Moses had no blood but human blood like we are. So therefore, His blood would not be, it would not suffice. Listen now. But Jesus, being the blood of God Himself, the creative blood of God, God just excused the entire human race then of sin because it was all laid upon Him. And He went to Calvary and died out of the presence of God and suffered and was cast into hell because that He was made sin. Made our sins upon Him. Listen, friends. This was kind of tough for me to take at first. But I'm so thankful I took the medicine. Listen now. And Jesus was the blood of God. If His blood was earthly, then it was no more than mine or yours. It come through sexual desire. But His blood was the blood of the Father, which is the Creator, Jehovah. So, friends, if we can just start looking at a picture, but when you think of what Jesus was, and I have spent my childhood, all my family's Holiness Pentecostal, Jesus only. He's every bit of Him's God, from His fingernails to the tips of His hair to His toenails, all of it. He's God. And so when I had come to the message, it was really hard for me to separate that Jesus could die and really mean it, really feel it, really, the whole thing was hard for me. But now, by the grace of God, sitting under this ministry, I went to the other side. I felt myself seeing Jesus as a human. And knowing that He lived that perfect life and was so thankful and so happy that He lived a life perfect by the Holy Ghost. But I almost had Him not God enough. But yesterday, God showed me His power. The Lord Jesus let me know that He is God. If Mary could have only known what was going on inside of her, Lord, she would have never had her head down. I don't think she would have ever just felt bad or got embarrassed because you know she got picked on a lot. You know she got shunned and put down. But if she could have just had a glimpse of what was being created inside of her. Listen now. Life comes from the male. And then in this case, God was the male and there was no sexual affair with it at all. God the Creator created a blood cell. Amen. He wasn't neither Jew nor Gentile. Right. He was God. Amen. That's right. The blood of Jehovah God created himself a blood to sanctify his people. All right. Now listen. It's and then. So this happens. And then, so the blood of Jehovah God created himself a blood to sanctify his people. And then, on the River Jordan. And then, in that, dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So here's two different things here. You've got the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He's not in that womb. The fullness of the Godhead bodily was not in Jesus as a baby. He wasn't as Jesus walking around. He wasn't in Jesus as a 12-year-old when he was doing the stuff he was doing and correcting his mama. He wasn't there at 30. He wasn't there at 32 and a half. Or I'm sorry, at 29 and a half. He wasn't there until he was 30 when he come to the River Jordan and got baptized. When he got baptized, what happened? The dove ascends, the fullness of the Godhead bodily comes down into what? A man that was had the literal blood of Jehovah running through his veins. Listen here now. So here's what you got when you've got Jesus coming up out of that water. You have got Jehovah God, the very life. Because remember, the life is in the blood. The life is hid down in there. So somewhere way down in there, every sense, that blood cell first started in Mary. That first blood cell was Jehovah. Sure. Yeah. It was the very creation of God right in her womb. And it grows, and as it grows, Jehovah adds. And Jehovah adds, and Jehovah forms, and Jehovah adds, and Jehovah, and Jehovah, and Jehovah. And when Jesus was born, Jesus came out. A man. With the blood. What's in the blood? Life. With the blood of Jehovah. And in that blood was the life. The very life of Jehovah. In that little baby. Now, the baby that was out here was not Jehovah.
Right. Get it, brother. Preach it, brother. That's true.
Amen. Let's just listen for a second. Lord, help us all, huh? In the Garden of Gethsemane, I want to go back to something here, just remind you. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the anointing left him, you know. What anointing? That anointing that he got at the River Jordan when he was baptized and the whole fullness of the Godhead bodily come on him. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the anointing left him, you know. He had to die as a sinner. He died a sinner. You know that. Not his sins, but mine and yours. He says, look, let me just think, friends, for a second. You've got Jesus dying a sinner. You had him with the fullness of the Godhead body. All that was in him. From a baby, you had a man with the blood of Jehovah. So you have a man, Jesus, who had the blood which contained the life of Almighty Creator God himself walking on earth. So he walks up to the point to where that life and that blood gets anointed with the fullness of the Godhead body. And then in Gethsemane, you have him on his knees crying, Jehovah blood coming out of sweat. You've got him making the right decision, and then what leaves? That anointing that was there at the River Jordan. But look what's left. You still have a man who's a man with the blood of Jehovah running through his veins. God didn't give him a blood transfusion in Gethsemane, guys. He just took the spirit away. Can you see it coming together a little bit now? The two quotes are starting to kind of make a little more sense. Listen, He was a man when he screamed for mercy yonder on Calvary. Hanging between the heavens and the earth, bleeding out his blood, comma, the blood of Jehovah himself, dropping down onto the sinful world, bathing it with his blood. There was a man died on a cross, and the very God of glory's blood bleeding out of this man. Good God have mercy. How wonderful is that? How else could it be? A man couldn't do it. If Jesus would have been born and not had the blood of God, we would all be lost. It had to somehow be Jehovah dying. It had to somehow be the blood of Jehovah covering us. But it also had to be a man walked sinless with the sins of our world on it. How else could it be? Listen. The blood of Jehovah himself dripping down upon a sinful world, bathing it with his blood. When he screamed, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was a man when he died. But on Easter morning, when the tombs broke and the seals of death and cords unloosed, he rose up from death triumphant. He proved he was God. Amen. That's why we can say amen to both of them. People say Jesus is a man, we can say sure, amen. People say Jesus is God, we can say sure, amen. Because we believe it's both. But Brother Brown would always say, it's not one like your finger, but it's not this or this either. This man had revelation. He knew what he was talking about. Nobody else in this world knew anything like this. They still don't without him. Listen here now. I know I'm taking it slow, guys, but this is dear to me, and it's just, I feel like I'm kind of maybe in a circus and I'm walking a tightrope, you know, and I don't want to be careful because I don't want to get too far on this side and I don't want to get too far on this side. I want to just kind of just walk right on that rope, walk right down the line the way I'm supposed to. Amen. Now listen, this day that we're living, we're there trying to make Jesus just a prophet. See, he was a good man, a teacher, philosopher, prophet. I believe he was God. Amen. Absolutely. He was deity. Almighty God, listen, Almighty God unveiled in flesh. You'll never hear Brother Branham say the unveiling, the flesh part is God. He'll always say it was God unveiled in flesh. It was God in a tabernacle. In. The born of virgin birth and he himself, and then God came down, and then God came down and tabernacled in him. He made him Emmanuel. If he was just a man, if he was just a prophet, a philosopher, we're all lost. So friends, we know that he's human, the humanity of God, but of Jesus. But let's don't get so far on that side to where we just completely forget what Jesus was. That was God. He says, he was just a man. If he was a prophet, philosopher, we're all lost. If he wasn't God, we're all lost. But he was God. He was saved by the blood of God himself. When he took on the form of sinful flesh. Okay. We're saved by God himself when he took on the form of sinful flesh. So you had God, the life, the blood. But what was the outside? The form of sinful flesh. Amen. He says, flesh and blood was his substance. He says, what a marvelous revelation of the glory of God. And I can say amen to that. Amen. Now listen. Now remember, keep in mind, the Spirit left him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember, he had to die a man. He says, the Holy Ghost came upon Mary and she bore a son and called him Jesus. The great Creator came down and became a sacrifice for our sin. The great Creator came down and became a sacrifice for our sin. His blood was the blood of God. That was exactly what it was. That's the blood of God. It was the shed blood. The Spirit, and the Spirit left him as he died in agony. The Spirit left him as he died in agony. Now you have a Spirit that left him in the Garden of Gethsemane, right? But now there's a Spirit that left him as he died in the Garden of Gethsemane.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. Right, brother. That's right.
Everybody with me? Everybody think I'm crazy? All right. Then he says, the Spirit left him as he died in agony. He says, then the same life. There's parentheses, it's a church age book. Parentheses by life, Spirit. So there's that Spirit he's talking about is a life. That same life came back to indwell in the repentant sinner. So what you have is, in Gethsemane you have the fullness of the Godhead body living, but on Calvary what do you have? You have Jesus spread out. You have the wounds, you have the blood gushing, and you have a miraculous thing happening. You have the very life of Jehovah leaving a man. It had to leave him, friends, to come back on us.
Amen.
We finally have our substitute. We finally have that person who could cover our sins, and it actually worked. So he stretches out. He cries, prays, nothing hears him, dies. And the life that was in the blood, first the blood leaves. And that life has to go with it. Because where's the life of Jehovah? In the blood. So when the blood's out of his body, the life is out of his body. So that blood cell breaks. Listen. And when the Holy Ghost came upon Mary, He created within her the cell that would multiply and become the body of our Lord. He says that cell was created. It was the beginning of the creation of God. Now, the beginning of the creation of God was not in Genesis when he said, let there be light. And this is the beginning of the creation of God. That's not what they're talking about. They're not talking about God creating something. But what he's saying is God is being created. The Creator himself actually humbled himself to a place to be created. So the Creator created himself. The beginning of creation, the beginning of the creation of God, Jehovah, was in the womb of Mary at the time when she said, be it unto me according to thy will. Something broke and God himself come down and began to create himself in her. This is the message, guys. I promise, I read it. It was the beginning of the creation of God. He says, that's who Jesus is. So if you want to know who Jesus is, he was the start. He was the beginning of the creation of Jehovah. He was the beginning of the creation of the Creator. He was the one who came in flesh that was God. He was the firstborn among many brethren who came with the blood of Jehovah flowing through his veins, walking as a man on earth. That's Jesus. Hey, I just want to throw this in real quick, guys. That still didn't help him overcome day-to-day life. Don't think because he was virgin born and had that blood that it was any easier for him, because it was not. He had to overcome by the word. He had to overcome by simply getting in the word, living the word, and by revelation. He had to have revelation. Listen, that is who Jesus is. And that Holy One was filled with the Holy Blood, even the blood of God. I know I'm doing this over and over because I want you to know, Brother Branham said this.
Amen.
The tabernacle came to birth. He grew to be a man. He went to the River Jordan. And there, that sacrifice was washed of John in the river called Jordan. Then the acceptable sacrifice rose out of the water. God came and dwelt in him.
Amen.
After this creation, the beginning of the creation of God was Jesus. But still, he needed the Holy Ghost. God came and dwelt in him, filling him with the Spirit without measure. And when he died and shed his blood, the perfect life of God was liberated to come back upon the sinner who would accept Christ as his Savior. Can you imagine, friends? Well, look at what the blood of Jesus is. It is the literal life of Jehovah himself coming on to you. So when we come to the altar, every one of us who have, and if you who hasn't will, when you come and you give your heart to God and you say, Lord Jesus, cover me by thy blood, forgive my sins. Do you see what happens? When you come down and a birth actually forms in you, and there's something happens, friends, and you're saying, be it unto me according to thy will, then you are getting a spiritual blood transfusion. You are dying to yourself. You are being reborn, and your rebirth comes just like Jesus' birth in Mary. It starts with a blood cell straight from Jehovah. The blood cell comes in, and then there's a little bit more gets formed, and a little bit more gets formed, and before you know it, you're full of the Holy Ghost. You're a walking, talking little Messiah walking right here on this earth. What have you got? What are you? You're just like Jesus was. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I thought, boy, if people get upset because I'm saying this about Jesus, they're sure going to get mad when I start talking about the church. Listen here. Oh, how striking it is. We're back to the beginning now. I'm sure we're making a little more sense of it. Oh, how striking it is. Jehovah born crying over a manure pile. Jehovah born in a manger of straw. There is your everlasting sign to be proud and puffed up. You pseudo-intellectuals that have involved their own theology and denied the truth of God. Jehovah God, a crying baby in a stinking barn. Then we think we have to be right and to be proud, holding up our noses, criticizing and acting as like we're somebody. He said, here's your real sign. Here's the one. Jehovah playing as a boy. He didn't say that boy is Jehovah, this flesh boy, but Jehovah playing as a boy. Jehovah working in a carpenter shop. Jehovah washing fishermen's feet. Does it make more sense to you why we can say that was Jehovah? Because the life of Jehovah was right there at that time. Yeah. It was right in the blood that was in the man. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, back to this original one now. Jehovah standing in the courtyard, bruised and bleeding, with thorns in his brow, spit on his face, mocked and set at naught. Jehovah despised and rejected, hanging naked on the cross. While the hypocrites jeered and dared him to come off the cross, my Jehovah dying. Jehovah praying and nothing happening. Then Jehovah died. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that Jesus died a sinner because he had my sins on him. I believe that Jesus died a man. I believe that God cannot die. I believe that the Spirit God could in no way have redeemed me without this process. I believe that he is too far out of my reach and I needed something to get closer to him. So I believe Jesus came walking on the earth, died for my sins, and in that body was none other than Jehovah himself. The blood of Jehovah and the blood of Jesus is the self-same thing. We all get our blood from somewhere. We get it from mama, from daddy. We get our looks. The whole thing comes from the DNA and the makeup. His come from one place. From God. He still had the same, it was the same type. He still had red blood cells, white blood cells. He had the platelets. He had the plasma that run it all through. You know, he had the bone marrow and everything that actually produced it. But his was straight from God. My goodness. He said, God the Father, the creator of all things, created the blood cell in the womb of the woman and brought the Son, Christ Jesus, God's tabernacle on the earth. Okay, so when we go back to the tabernacle in the wilderness, and the well was all set up, and you had all the curtains and the colors and the brass and the gold and everything in there, and inside of that you had Jehovah. Nobody ever looked at the outside of it, and they walked up to the tent part that was standing there and said, that's God. That's God. This is God right here. People would say, no, God's in there. But that's not God. But God's in there. Don't worry. We can't tear down God. We can tear this down, but we can't tear God down. But the exact same thing happened in Jesus. The same God that was in that one tabernacle, what Brother Brown told us about it, how he just amorphed, he just went in, come an actor, come out in a different thing. He come out in the body of Jesus. Everything that was in that tabernacle in the wilderness was in the body of Jesus. But the body was God's tabernacle. That tabernacle had to walk perfect. We are saved not by sexual blood, but we are saved by the creative blood, by God's own blood himself. He was the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. There, he says, there's why. Because the blood that was shed was Jehovah's. He says, there's why I have faith in salvation. I have faith in divine healing. Because it was God's own blood that was poured out through his son's veins. So God's own blood was poured out through his son's veins. If it wasn't for this point, our prophet wouldn't even have believed in divine healing. He couldn't have honestly, truly laid hands on people and prayed for them that God would heal them, because he would not have really thought there was a suitable sacrifice for that person. But praise be to God, this man had a revelation. And that's why there were so many miracles in his life. He saw who Jesus was. And when he saw who Jesus really was, he saw who the life that was in Jesus, then the man could walk out with confidence knowing, I've got the backing of glory behind me. I have got Jehovah God standing with me, because he loves me. He saved me. It wasn't a second person that saved me. It wasn't Jesus, a little boy, who saved me. But the man Jesus who saved me was none other than Jehovah himself. And when Jesus has got your back, friends, Jehovah is there, because Jesus is Jehovah. So when he's standing there, just know you've got the power of the universe on your side. What can't we do? What can we do? If you're sick and you've got the Holy Ghost, what do you have? You have the life of Jehovah living inside of your body. When you've got the life of Jehovah living inside of your body, you've got eternal life in your body. What is stronger than that? Is this outside pest house stronger than what would be on the inside of us? Brother, no. If you need something from God, let me tell you, my friend, tap in to what's on your inside. Tap into Jehovah, because he's an endless fountain with all kind of blessings for you. Amen. Listen, he said, God's own blood that was poured out through his son's veins on Calvary's cross. Amen. He says, that's why we can stand in the face of opposition and say, this is right. You know where you're standing if you get back to the basics and find out what it was. We're saved through the blood of God. That's the basics, friend. And when we get back to the basics and we realize that we're saved by the blood of God, think of where you're standing. Covered in the very life of Jehovah. I go back to this. Where else can you hear this preached? Where else can you hear this? There is no denomination. It's only the message. People may think they know where they stand, but we can know where we stand. We stand enveloped in the life of Jehovah himself. We'll watch it all go by, friends. Listen here. He says, how was it God's blood? God has no blood. How could it be? Because it was God's creative blood that he created in order to redeem us. And God and come and live in the same body that he created. Therefore, he could not. He says, now listen, God had to suffer temptation. Everyone knows this quote, but this was so much more real to me yesterday after I saw a few more of these things. Because you have the body, you have, just think back about of God and how he wanted to see and understand our frailties. But he's at such a chasm away. And he sees people fall and mess up, make mistakes. He saw Moses get upset. He saw Abraham. He saw David. He saw all this different stuff. He's like, why? So he had to come up with a way that he could get down there. Amen. He had to get in flesh.
Amen.
And he chose it by way of blood. He says he couldn't suffer temptation. He had to suffer sexual temptation. He had to suffer all kinds of temptation, to be tempted by the devil in riches and powers and dominions and so forth. He had to suffer all of that in order to, he couldn't be as God in spirit. He had to be God in flesh. And we all know Jesus was God in flesh, but it never had the same ring to it as it does to me now that I understand where God was in that flesh. He says, now I'm speaking this morning on the deity of Christ so that you'll know who he is that you are worshiping today. Do you know who it is that you're worshiping today? Are you worshiping Jesus? Are you worshiping Jehovah? Are you worshiping the Holy Spirit? Are you worshiping God? Brother, let me tell you something. I'm worshiping Jehovah, who is none other than my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the lover of my heart, the Savior of my soul, the Redeemer of my body, the one who picks me up when I'm down every time, the one who forgives me when I mess up every time, the one who heals me when I'm sick every time. That's Jesus, my God, my Jehovah. Listen to this. As I said in the Old Testament, when the blood cell broke from the lamb, it could not come back upon the worshiper. Therefore, he went out the same way with the desire of sin. But in this case, when by faith we lay our hands upon the blood cell that was broke at Calvary, not Jewish, neither was it the blood cell of a Gentile, it was the blood of God. And when that life that come out of there brings back the life of God to us, which is eternal life, this whole thing speaks to our eternal life. This whole, everything Jesus done, he done it for us. Everything God done, Jehovah, the great God of glory, all the whole process was for us. He says, which is eternal life. The Greek word used is Zoe, which means God's own life. Amen. And the very life that was in Christ, which was God. Now listen, he says, the body was man, of course. You've got the eternal God and a body of man, of course. People couldn't hardly see it. Now I want you to think, friends, think about that for a minute. And think about where we're living today. We're living in an age where revelation has never been this good. We've never seen so much God. The Lord Jesus has never laid himself so open to be beheld by a group of people. And with that word comes greater and greater and greater amounts of God into humanity. The Holy Ghost and the portions of the Holy Ghost to the people. That is so wonderful and so glorious. But yet we walk around men and women. But in that sinful flesh is Zoe, God's own life walking around. The blood of Jehovah, once again, spiritually flowing through the veins of a believer. How close are we to Jesus, guys? I'll tell you in a minute. Listen. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The word washed is actually loosed. Loosed us from our sins in his own blood. Isn't this wonderful? But you spiritual minded, did you catch it? It's his own blood that loosed us completely from our sins. It's not human blood. It was the blood of God. Peter called it the blood of Christ. Paul called it the blood of the Lord and the blood of Jesus. Not three persons, but one person. Amen. Listen to what we're talking about right here. He says, there's that great revelation again. One God. the omnipotent Jehovah came down and made himself a body by means of a virgin birth and dwelt in it. He says that it might be the blood of God that would free us all. Friends, right here in the blood of the Lord Jesus is the key to as much as a portion as we can get to understanding the Godhead and what's going on, to understanding the fact that there is only and will always only be one God, and how that one God could come down into man, how that one God could die on a cross, how that one God could raise again, and how that one God could come back over everybody. How could it be? How could it be that this God could do so many, be so many people, be so many places? Because of the blood life, because of a kinship, because of a family, friends. God has and wanted a family. And what is a family? It's blood. That's my blood relation. And now that God done what he done there, he was able to bring, when he brought Jesus back, when it broke on Calvary and come back on Pentecost, what happened? He was birthing a family. For the original 120 brothers and sisters was born on Calvary. What was it? It was a little bit of the blood of Jehovah come down inside of them. And what is it now for us? Each one of us born again of the Spirit of God. You've got a little bit of the blood of Jehovah right inside of you, so you can say, Jesus is my brother. He's my big brother. God is my daddy. I mean, I believe with all my heart, now that I see this, I'm going to be much bolder when things come against me. Because now I see something I didn't see yesterday. Now I see not just God on my side, but I see the Creator right here.
Glory.
Listen, and though the shed blood came forth, the life was in the blood, and the life is the Holy Ghost, which has come back. That Jehovah life is the Holy Ghost, which come back.
Amen.
He says, that's where we're pointing, not to some theology, but to the crimson flow of Jesus Christ. The life is in the blood, and he is the blood of God, which is our life that lives in us now.
Amen.
Good God, have mercy, man. Our life is the blood of God. They call me anything they want to. I'm going to church. I'm going anyhow. Why? Because the life is in the blood. And the life is in the church. Glory! The life is in the blood. And the life is in the church. Why would the life be in the church? Because the church, the real church, the real called out of God, is covered by the blood. So where else would the life be? It follows the blood trail. When the blood trail of God is going, the life of God goes with it. So when you're under that blood trail, when you're under that stream, you're under the same life that Jesus lived under. He says, a Christian that's born again by the Spirit of God, that's the Spirit of life. Blood, relation to Christ. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready for that big family reunion. All our blood comes together. He says, I love how he says stuff like this. He says, it's the Spirit of Christ in the blood of Christ leading the children of Christ. Simple as that. The blood of Christ leading the children of Christ. Now, is it okay if I go a little bit more? I could stop here. But, okay. He says, you're the blood of your father and mother. But being born again, when you're born again, you're born initially the blood of your father and mother. But when you're born again, you become the blood of God. Are you kidding me? My brother, my sister, who
in the world is going to lay anything against you? Who could put anything to your charge? What devil could come against you and say, you're not going to make it, you failed, you've messed up, you've crossed the line? If you have really got born again, if you took that second step, if your old man has died and your new birth has come, if you have experienced that, you are not just covered in it, you have become the bloodstream of God. You are an indweller of Jehovah, and Jehovah and you can honestly say, as Jesus did, I and the Father are one. Glory to God. Have mercy. Thank you, Lord. This isn't just play stuff. This is message reality. All we have to do is, I'm truly convinced, and that we had for so long, let me say it this way, I, for so long, have not realized the potential of the Holy Ghost. I didn't get a grasp of what was indwelling in His people. And I still know I don't know it all, but I've taken a big step recently. And let me tell you something, friend, that Holy Ghost is good. It's awesome. It's big. It's brony. It's tough. When you get it just right and you see it just right, it'll make you stick your chest out sometimes. It'll make you buck back at the devil when he's talking to you. It'll make you say, whoa, now, you might think you're big, but you don't know nothing. I got the Holy Ghost. And it'll mean something different to you when you really see what you got. When you recognize Jehovah God is standing there with you. And let me tell you something else. When the devil sees that you see, he's gone, buddy. That's what revelation of the Word does for us. That's why Satan hates revelation. And why our prophet told us, above anything, pray for revelation. Because when we can really see who we are, when we can really see who we are, what we're capable of, but who's going to hold us down? When we can really grasp that fact that Jehovah God is in us. We are family. We are friends. We are buddies. We are one and one. We are in love with one another. When you can really see that, who can really stand in your way? This is all quotes. I'm saying without quoting it. It's just reality now to me. Now listen. He says, but being born again, you become the blood of God. The blood of Christ cleansing us. And there he was, the Lamb of God, hanging up there on Calvary, bleeding. The bloody locks dripping down his head upon his shoulders. The blood splattering everywhere. He goes on and he says, there brought down the results. Standing there for the Holy Spirit coming through the blood. He says, the blood, the life brings humans today in contact with God. So that great chasm that we had, God wanted to get to us but really couldn't. We was wanting to get to God but really couldn't. All that's over now because of the blood. I am so thankful for everything that God done. When he looked down, he's God. He could do anything. He didn't have to do that. He could just wipe this little planet, just squish it like a bug, be gone, start over. Whatever he wants to do. He can do anything. But he actually cared enough to go through all of this. I'll humble myself down. I'll humble down. I will get so low. I, the Creator, will become the created. Can you imagine? The Creator himself becomes created in a womb. He didn't have to do any of that. He chose to do it. And when he come out, who was he? None other than Jesus Christ, who chose to walk perfect when he didn't have to. Who chose to die on a cross when he didn't have to. Everything that God's done for us, friends, he didn't have to. We should be so grateful and so in love, because when it comes down to it, guys, and we're walking streets of gold and we're arm in arm with Jesus and we're arm in arm with each other and we're not just dead and gone and nothingness, it's all, remember, he didn't have to. So every morning when you wake up and you take a breath and you will get out of your bed, just think for a minute, Jesus didn't have to this morning. Amen. He could have just got fed up, but he didn't. He decided to give you another day. He decided to give you life again. In his mercy, he decided to say, I will go through all of this because I love you and I'm going to stay with you. Friends, how blessed are we? Every day that we live, every breath we take, every thought we think, we should be somewhere in it should say, thank you, Lord Jesus, great Jehovah of heaven, because I know you didn't have to do this for me. I'm so glad he did. All right, a couple more, then I'll close. I just want to read this right here. He said, the whole heavens and earth you made and just spoke into existence. And then to know that the same God has loved us enough to give us birth to come to become his sons and daughters. Like the scripture says, the power to become sons of God. Give us birth to become sons and daughters. And given us equal rights with Jesus Christ. So, Jesus was a man with the blood of God dwelling in him, walking on the earth, getting the Holy Ghost, living, loving. He was able to take back all that Satan had took from Adam, the second Adam did. I imagine the first time, because you know, once Adam fell, he could no longer say, tree, go over here, wind, slow down. That was all the devil's. That's when the storm started coming, buddy. He twisted it up. I imagine that first time that Satan decided, you know what, I'm just going to send a storm to this old boy and just drown him real fast. And everything got scared, and he didn't even wake up. Just how much it bothered Jesus that they had to get him up. He wouldn't even wake up, as bad as the devil is. But he had something. He had Jehovah inside. They get him up. He walks out. Peace be still. When it stopped, I imagine the devil said, what in the world do we have here? Oh, something's wrong. This is mine. You don't take this from me. This is mine. I got it from Adam. Who are you to take this back from me? But friend, let me tell you, that's what Jehovah is. When he come and he went down to hell, he knocked the gate, he took the keys. If we can only recognize what Jesus has done for us, and we can step into it, and we can believe it, then we can have everything that Satan has ever taken from us. If you want it, it's there for you, because Jesus gave it back to us on Calvary. He went and got it. He rose again. He sent it to you at the day of Pentecost, and now it is ours. All we have to do is say, Satan, sorry, buddy, you just lost. Give it back. Come on. I got a little something extra packing me now. It ain't just me standing here trying to punch you. I got an extra little force. I got the strength of Jehovah, God of glory, fixing to give you one, buddy. Come on with it. Hey, let me tell you, friends, Satan hadn't forgot. I imagine he still got a pretty big black eye from when Jesus was here. I know he's got some really bad wounds from when Brother Branham's here. I know that Brother Donnie's given you quite a few of black eyes and cuts and scrapes. Guys, it's our turn. Come on, little Messiahettes. Let's get it. It's time. Let's whoop him. Let's whoop him right out of our life. He don't have to. He don't have to control us. Do you believe that? You know what? Let's stand. I'll start getting into something else. Let's stand. Guys, that was just my heart. It was, I hope I did with all my heart. I don't want to say anything wrong. I don't want to say anything contrary to the scripture and contrary to revelation, the true, genuine revelation of God. But I can tell you this, yesterday and today, when I was studying on it and just looking at it, and it was just kind of coming to me, I was overwhelmed, because I'm a dummy. Y'all know me. I am who I am. I'm a very simple little guy. And I didn't know this. I didn't see it. And I don't mind telling you, I ain't got much pride about me in that. I didn't I didn't realize, and it's embarrassing to say as a Christian, I didn't realize the true power of God laying in the believers. But if we can ever get a hold of it, if we can just see a little more and see a little more and get a little more revelation, we'll get a little bolder, we'll realize what's going on a little more, we can stand a little taller, we can believe a little stronger, we can let our past go, we can walk on to the future, we can believe in God, we can cast away Satan, we can walk. Before you know it, friends, I believe with all my heart, That blood trail that I was telling you about, or that my life looking back to where there's a little bit of me because I was actually living like Jesus, and then a whole big stretch where it had to be the blood of Jesus, then a little bit of me. I believe the further I go and the closer we get to the rapture, those pieces of me are going to start getting bigger. Because I'm not going to make as many mistakes. Because I'm going to stand on the Word, and I'm going to stand in the power that God gave me. I'm thankful for the power that God gave Jesus, but guys, He gave us the same thing. Think about it, friends. Jesus had that birth that was Jehovah. We had the birth that was Jehovah. All we have to do is stand on it. Now, when the Lord Jesus had it, He still had to fight. He had to scrape. He had to pinch. He had to pray. He had to get revelation. But once He got it and realized who He was, buddy, watch out. We can do the same thing.
Amen.
What? Let's bow our heads just for a moment. Hey, Brother Joel, would you mind singing that song again for me? I just really, really enjoyed that. Lord Jesus, You know my heart, Lord. And You know how scared I was to preach something like this. But here we are. You know, you wouldn't let me preach those other two things I was wanting to. And so here this is. Now it's out of my mouth and it's into their ears, and I can't take it back. And everything that was you know, I don't want to take back. I'm proud of and stand behind. Everything that was the message, everything that was the truth, I'm all for it. But You know me. If I would, in my ignorance, in my lack of knowledge, if I would have said something that was not on the Scripture, not on message, not on the revelation of the hour, You know I'm sorry. I pray that You don't let any harm of it come. Maybe if there was something there like that, that You would just maybe let the people not have heard it. Maybe they could have just heard You today. I love You, Lord. I'm so thankful for Your power. I'm so thankful for Your healing gospel, for Your saving word, for Your revelation that is going to take us into a rapture. For I believe with all my heart, like I've never believed it, that dwelling in me is the power to change my mortal body. I don't deserve that, Lord. I don't deserve that revelation. I don't deserve it happening. But Lord, now, in the most humility, humble way I can come to You, I want You to know I know I don't. But thank You. Thank You for letting me be a part of Your family. And not just, like, You didn't just adopt me and change my name, but You actually birthed me. I was here, you know, and I was so close kin to Satan. He could do whatever he wanted to me. But one day I went to the altar and I cried and I boo-hooed and I died. And then when I come back as Your son. But I didn't realize it fully. So over the last 13, 12 years now of me serving You, I've learned a little bit more what that means. And I just want You to know, Jesus, I'm so thankful for the next step. And I don't want to just take it for granted. I want to walk to the next step. But I also want to apply this time of my life to my life. The word that You've given me for right now, I want to live it. And I believe You've given me a word with power. I believe You've given me a word that has healing in it, deliverance in it, revelation in it. I believe you've given me a power that can defeat Satan. And more importantly, can defeat my own flesh. I thank you for it, Lord Jesus. I pray you would have your way in this service, Lord. Let your will be done. I love you, God. Ask it in Jesus' name. Brother Louis, if you want to come, Brother Joel, dismiss. I don't know how y'all want to do it. God bless you guys. I love you.
She was a virgin bride to be, and one night as she lay quietly, the Spirit of the Lord overshadowed that little girl and said that you'll conceive a child that sin cannot defile. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. And she kept these things and pondered them deep within her heart. She believed in God when he said that song.
Now if this word could
Yes, if this word could be formed in Mary, then I believe it can be born in you and me. Then I believe it can be born in you and me. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. Great is thy faithfulness. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to
tonight, Brother Lance, I am a Jehovah's Witness. I am a witness that Jehovah is alive. I'm a witness that He is alive in the hearts of His people. Are you a Jehovah's Witness? Are you a witness for Jehovah? Give Him one more hand clap of praise tonight if you love Him. We certainly enjoyed the word of the Lord. Amen. Just looking. So in the morning, Brother Terry Horn's going to be speaking for us, the Lord willing, in the morning, and God's going to come down and do it all over again, and we're just excited to be part of it. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Brother Joel, as we're dismissed tonight, could you do Champion of Love? Can you do that? All right, he said he'd try. Let's sing just a little bit of it. Turn around and shake somebody's hand. Tell him you are a Jehovah's Witness tonight. Praise the Lord. Not the denomination, but you really are a witness for the Jehovah of the Bible. Amen. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
God bless you as you leave tonight. Remember service in the morning.
Have your attention. I would like to introduce to you in this corner of the good and the right. Stands a champion robed in white. His height exceeds the heavens.
Amen.
His weight outweighs the world. His reach reaches everywhere. His reign is evermore. He is higher than the highest. He is greater than the great. No one could ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than His reign is evermore. He's the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion of love. He left his hometown to enter this arena, to raise his hands in victory for you and me. But that angry crowd, they cried, crucify this one who wore the crown, and gladly watched my champion go. The day he rose to proclaim the title champion, he is higher than the highest, he's greater than the great. No one could ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than the mightiest. His reign.